Hi, welcome back to another week of Find Me in a Book podcast. I'm so glad you're here. It is starting to really warm up here in Arizona. It's been in the 90s this week, so it's getting started. It's getting there. And then this weekend, we have some family coming in, and we're going to this like little resort thing here in Arizona. So I will be around the pool. I'm so excited to just like sit and read, which actually is what I do pretty much every day. So it's at least going to be in the sun, you know, a little bit better than sitting at home. Or I got a walking pad, so I've been listening to the Throne of Glass series while I listen to that, and it's actually been really helpful. So I recommend you do that if you like to listen to audiobooks. Get a little walking pad. It makes it a little bit better, I guess. I am so excited about this book today. And I have done an episode on Lana Ferguson before with The Fake Mate. I can't remember what episode that was, but that was my first introduction to her. And I became obsessed. I honestly think that this year has just been banger books. Like every single book. Well, okay, I take that back. A lot of the books, the majority of the books that I have been picking up, they've been incredible. Like they have immediately been on my favorites list. I'm not even joking. Like I already think I have like my top 10 for the year, which is not possible because, I mean, it is possible, but I know that there's going to be so many more books coming that I'm anticipating it, and also not because I don't want to have to bump any of these books because they're just so good, you know? So today's book is Lana's first book. The Nanny, which I'm going to be honest, I didn't pick this up when I first saw it, even though I heard great things about it. I just kept reading the back. I read the back like multiple times when I would go to Barnes and Noble, and I would just be like, no, I don't think it's for me. Like, and I am pretty honest. I say all the time, like, honestly, it was because of the OnlyFans thing. I don't know why. It just every time I read that in the back of the book, I was like, OnlyFans, like, ugh, I don't really know about that. And I wouldn't really read any further, wouldn't do anything. I would just put it back. And I even like bought it and then returned it because I had like buyer's guilt. And that was the books that I narrowed down on that I was like, oh, I guess I'll take this back. But then, yeah, eventually I did buy it again. So I loved her Fake Mate book so much. I loved her writing. I loved the characters. I loved everything about it that I was like, no, I have to pick up The Nanny because I like her as an author so much. So I did that in one of my book hauls. I picked it up. I finally read it, and it was great. It was really, really great. I don't think it will be in my top 10. But it was great. I loved it. I really did. It was nice because the OnlyFans thing wasn't so prevalent in the story. It was like a little in the past snippets, which we'll go over. Like each chapter, there was like a little snippet of this conversation that her and this person, which is the main male character, Aiden. It's their conversation of what they've had in the past on OnlyFans. And then it leads up to like the present and everything. So it was a lot better than I thought. And I wish that I would have picked it up earlier, but I just didn't know. And so now you guys know that it's kind of a side story or a past story. And then it's based in it's based in the present, obviously, and you see their relationship from there, and then they find out like who each other is, which we will talk about this. It is pretty spicy. Like, it's pretty spicy. It's not as descriptive as I have read before. Sorry, I just kind of like stuttered there. It's not as descriptive as I have read before, but it's pretty descriptive. I wouldn't say it's as spicy as Fake Mate. But it's pretty good. I would say no to my mom and sister just because of the spice and also just the contents. Like, I don't think that they would like, I don't know, the story and everything like that. It's not what they always turn to. This is a dual point of view, which I didn't mind. It depends. I have had a more open mind this year. I guess it kind of started last year too, because I was so against dual point of view. Like, I would stop reading a book if it was dual point of view, or I wouldn't pick up a book because it was dual point of view. But I have become more open-minded because I have read multiple books now at this point that are incredible with the dual point, and I have appreciated it being the dual point of view. So again, it was good. I enjoyed the duel, and I don't, it didn't take away from anything. It only added, which that's what I appreciate when they do actually add. And it's not just the guy's point of view is just so lustful and so like raging horny that it's like, okay, why are we actually getting their point? Like, that's what I hate. And that's what I've read a lot in the past that I think really turned me off to the dual point of view, because they have had the men have only this point of view, like, oh, I just want to do it. It's like, no, can you actually like add to the story? Like, so that's where it comes off of. So we have the two main characters, Aiden and Cassie, and when we first barely get into the book, we meet Wanda, and I love Wanda. I love an old kooky character that just adds to like the storyline of like the main female character or the main male character. It's usually kind of like their little sidekick, or they appear in like the small town, or I'm just a sucker for a kooky character, like an old kooky character. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. So we meet Wanda first thing, and she is just the love of my life, honestly, like instantly. And she and Cassie are like best friends pretty much. And they were our neighbors. And Cassie is in her third year of grad school for occupational therapy. She actually just lost her job as a therapy assistant at a children's hospital. They like downsized, which I appreciated again, because I assumed that the main female character was just doing OnlyFans and she was kind of just, you know, having that as her career, which it's nothing bad against that. I'm not judging people. Do whatever you need to do. It's just not what I'm into. And so when I read that, I'm like, oh, okay, she is in college. She is doing this on the side. Like, it made more sense. And I had to remind myself, like, okay, stop being so quick to judge, because I mean, my history or like how I grew up, I was very judgmental and closed-minded. And so occasionally, especially when it comes to books too, I have to be like, no, this is okay. Like, this is the story. These are the characters. And in real life as well, I'm always like, no, we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They want to do what they want to do. It's not me to judge. Like, I just have to go through the different steps that I've learned in like therapy, to not judge people and to be open-minded to what people want and do and all that. So anyways, now that you know my whole life, so Cassie, yes, she just lost her job as a therapy assistant, and she sees an ad, I don't know if it's Craigslist or if it is specified, for a live-in nanny, and immediately applies because she's like, hey, I'm used to being around kids and I'm going to be around kids when I graduate. Like, this is perfect. And Aiden, who is the one that is having this job or posted this job, immediately like replies and is like, hey, let's go in for an interview, like come to this restaurant. And she thinks that it's kind of like a date, not really a date, but she dresses up really nice and is just unsure of what's going down. But really, Aiden is the head chef there. And so he's still at work, and we learn about Sophie, which she is 9 years old. And she is the one that Cassie will be the nanny of. And currently she has just been going to Aiden's work, like the restaurant, because they've had multiple nannies and they just haven't clicked. Like, they haven't jived, they've left. And so Cassie's like, no, I'm willing to take this on. Like, this is who I am. And he's so excited as well. And so then like she meets Sophie, and they don't really hit it off because Sophie is like the typical 9-year-old. She's kind of shy. She's kind of grumpy. And Cassie just like takes it by the reins. And she's like, no, like, let's figure this out. Like, and she's spunky and sassy back to her. And they just like click after a while. And you can just tell that like the love between them like builds, like Sophie and Cassie, that Cassie instantly takes Sophie under her wing. And Sophie like begins to trust her and love her as a parent figure. And we do, which this was an interesting thing, because I think we learned it at the interview, actually. So Cassie asks about Sophie's mom, and we learned that she died a year earlier from a stroke. And so immediately I'm like, oh my gosh, he's a widower. Like, that seems kind of quick, like, to have this story start, like, that they will fall in love, because obviously they're love interests. But then we learn that they had actually, like, broken up for a while. Like, they didn't really, they, like, got along, but they were better as co-parents than they were, like, married or together or anything. So I thought that was an interesting little detail. I mean, it's a big detail when it comes to, like, the story and, like, the love relationships. But I thought that was interesting. Like, it made you feel differently towards the relationship that Aiden and Cassie does have, like, coming up. I really liked that. And they immediately have banter. So yeah, he hires her. She moves into his house. It's a really nice like townhouse. And her and Sophie kick it off. And there's like immediate banter and sassiness with her and Aiden. And there's just already that intense, like, I don't know, just love interest. Like, you can tell, but it's just like tension, like just the sexual tension. And they're trying not to be awkward around each other, and they're trying to like respect each other's spaces, but little things happen that you're like, oh, okay, like, and it's so good. And Cassie is so funny. Like, I love Lana Ferguson's humor in these books. I think that's one of the reasons why I really have gravitated towards her books. I mean, she has too, but like, why I was willing to give this one a try too, because the humor in The Fake Mate, honestly, I mention Fake Mate all the time. If you've listened to all these episodes, you know I mention it quite often. It has become one of my favorite. But just the humor between characters in that book, in this book, it just, I was entertained the whole time. And yeah, the banter, the humor, the awkward encounters, like, it's just, there's so much heat. And at one point, it's like later on in the book, Aiden actually spills something, and he takes his shirt off to like mop it up. And that's when like Cassie comes in, and she actually sees like a scar on his stomach or chest or something. And it's in the shape of the heart. And that's when she's like, oh my gosh, I have seen that before. And she realizes that Aiden is the one that she has been talking to. It's been over a year since they started talking on OnlyFans, but it kind of got hot and heated. They never saw each other's faces. But they were supposed to meet up, and then he never showed up. And so once he didn't show up, she deactivated her account. And we find out that that is when Sophie's mom died. And so he had to take a while off. And then when he got back, she had deactivated her account and he couldn't get a hold of her. And so it just kind of stopped from there. But they were going to meet up. They really liked each other. And so she knows who he is now. And she's so nervous to like talk to him about it or tell him like, hey, actually, I'm this person, like, we have, you know, been hot and heavy with each other over this, like, over the internet. And so it takes her a while. And we learn about Iris, who is actually Sophie's aunt. Iris is Sophie's mom's sister. I don't remember Sophie's mom's name. Iris doesn't believe that Aiden is like a good fit. And so she's kind of fought him like from the very beginning. And so she's like a very cold individual. And we actually see Cassie like reach out to her and invite her to more things with Sophie and really warm her up. And then there's a couple things that happen later towards the end. And there's like the third act breakup, which we call it. But I think before that, yes, before that, actually, Cassie does come clean to him. And he is actually so elated. He's so excited. He's like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't you say something earlier? Like, now we can really have this relationship. Like, he is all for it. And she is kind of hesitant. And yeah, there is something that happens towards the end that causes this breakup, that it's Cassie that's like, I don't want to get in between this. Like, I should leave. And then it's Wanda that's like, hello, like, you're miserable without him. Like, there's a point as well that Wanda and Sophie meet and they just become obsessed with each other. And I love it. I love it. So, but yeah, it ended perfect. Happily ever after. Everyone is happy. Like, they start their relationship and it just is perfect. I really wish this book would have been longer, but I wish that about a lot of books lately where I'm like, I just need to know more. I need to know more about these characters, about the story. What are they going to do now? Like, where are they now? Like, everything. So it was good. It was kind of a short read, like I said, and just a quick, you know, quick little spicy book that I recommend. And I'm excited for her next books that are coming out. I don't know when or which ones, but I'm sure that they'll be coming out soon. And yeah, this is kind of a quick little episode. Next week's episode, I am actually going to be talking about the book that was sent to me. It's called The Letters We Keep by Nisha Sharma. And I was actually sent an early copy of it. And this month, it is on the Amazon First Reads. And so I wanted to get the episode out so that y'all know kind of about the book and about the author and everything like that. So it was a good book. I enjoyed it. And yeah, so stay tuned for that next week. And this Wednesday, oh, should I even say that I'm going to stream? I'm going to try to stream. I will just say that. Make sure to follow on Twitch and it'll notify you when I do go live. So if you get like the app and you go to Find Me in a Book podcast and hit follow, and then I think you can get notified, then it will notify you immediately when I am live so that you can tune in and we can talk about the Throne of Glass series, because it is getting so good. Have I even said which book I'm in? I think I'm in Heir of Shadows or Empire. No, I'm in Empire of Storms. And y'all, it's crazy. Like, I didn't read the Assassin's Blade one, but I just barely met Rolf. I think that's his name. So if you haven't read like the Throne of Glass series, these are going to be spoilers. I've been listening to it. I think his name's Rolf. He's like the pirate captain. But they just arrived there. So Rowan and Aiden are... No. Rowan and... Dorian. They are with the captain. And that's when some of Rowan's old cadre, I think they call it, is there as well. And they're looking for Lorcan. And then freaking Aelin just barely showed up. And so I'm like, oh, because I can't wait for like Aiden, his name's Aiden, to see his dad, because now they kind of know about each other. Well, Aiden knows about his dad, Gavriel. And then I just really liked how Gavriel reacted to knowing that he has a son. And Manon right now, oh my gosh, Manon, I love Manon. She is flying towards the coast. She's injured. I'm so glad that she freaking like tried to slay her grandma, because I was going to be so mad if she like killed Astrin. I was going to be so mad. So yeah, those are kind of some like little thoughts that I have, but I will go into more detail on Wednesday, because I'm like freaking out over this series. Like, I can't stop. So definitely tune into that. And yeah, I put on my Instagram my little TBR. I did read The Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. I think that's her name. Obsessed. Oh my gosh. If you have been thinking about reading that book, I'm going to do an episode on it in a couple of weeks. I am obsessed. I can't even. Like, I read the two books so quickly. I'm so glad that there was only two books in this series. Kind of sad, kind of glad. Because, oh, it was so good. I loved the magic system. I loved everything about it. The characters, loved it. I also read Assistant to the Villain. Hilarious. That one is going to be an episode as well. Oh my gosh, that one was not spicy at all. There was like a little kiss, and I was upset about that. Like, I was upset that there was not more spice. And there is going to be a second one coming out. I think it said November, which I'm mad about because I need it now, because it was a huge cliffhanger. And it was such a funny book, and the characters, oh my gosh, I loved it. So honestly, can't wait for the next one. Just some such good books have come out lately, and the ones that I've read, oh my gosh, I can't with like the talent of these authors. Just incredible, absolutely incredible. It makes me so excited. There also is another book that I saw on TikTok that I'm going to have the husband react to, so that is going to be coming up as well. I haven't started reading it, and I'm super, I don't know how I feel about it. It's just kind of, I don't know. But that's okay. We don't yuck other people's yum, so that's okay. We'll just see how that works. But anyways, thanks for tuning into this episode. I appreciate it, and I love you. I said that very sing-songy, but I mean it. I love you. I feel like Elf now. But again, thanks for tuning in, and follow this podcast wherever you listen to it. If you could follow, rate, and review, that helps me out a lot. But yeah, I will talk to you next week.